I am Dr. Leisha Hawker. I am a family doctor by training in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I'm the current president for about another half year of Doctors Nova Scotia. So I did my medical school and residency here at Dalhousie, and I've been here ever since. I work in primary care as well as the newcomer clinic, which serves refugees, and also in addiction medicine.
Thank you, Dr. Alicia, for taking the time to speak with me today. We've heard that there's been so much retention with nurses and ERs overflowing. So I kind of wanted to talk with you about that. I wanted to discuss what the main issues are in the system today and what better ways the province can address them.
Well, one of the largest issues in Nova Scotia and also in many other jurisdictions in Canada is access to primary care. So in Nova Scotia, one thing that's been dominating the media is our significant challenges in our emergency departments with timely assessments. And a lot of that problem is from inflow and also outflow. So, in terms of inflow, we have many patients seeking care at the emergency department because they simply have no other options of where to seek their care. So, there's about 13% of Nova Scotians that don't have a family doctor, about 130,000 Nova Scotians. And sometimes they have an issue that might be urgent or timely, but not an emergency. Because they have no other options, they're in the emergency department waiting room, and it just makes it so that the emergency department gets backed up. The other issue is outflow. So sometimes we have people in the emergency department taking up beds who otherwise they're ready to go up to the floor, they're ready to be admitted to the hospital, but there is no hospital bed for them. And so because they're still in beds in the emergency department, the emergency physicians and team don't have any physical space to keep assessing the next patient. So part of that outflow challenge is the difficulty with bed shortages in Nova Scotia is we have a significant number of beds taken up by seniors who are either unable to return home or are waiting for a nursing home or long-term care bed. So by bolstering up primary care and other things that can help with seniors staying in their homes as long as possible, we could help with this emergency department issue by not even doing anything specifically directly related to the emergency department, but by focusing on primary care, for example.
What are some ways you think we can focus on primary care? What are some initiatives?
Well, I'm really lucky. My main practice is the North End Community Health Center. And so we have wonderful community-focused programs. Our neighborhood that we serve is generally a marginalized, low socioeconomic neighborhood, and we have high rates of homelessness or people being street involved, as well as new Canadians and previously displaced African Nova Scotians, as well as a high rate of substance use. So we have tailored our community health center to those needs. We have like a good food box program, for instance, to help with food security issues. We have a dental clinic that provides services to those who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford to see the dentist. We have multiple social workers. We have mental health support workers, harm reduction workers, for example. We also have a managed alcohol program, which was relatively new, started during the pandemic. So it's the community health center is quite tailored to the community's needs. And what I would like to see is other community health centers follow this model. And you might not have, harm reduction workers at every community health center. But maybe if you're somewhere rural where there's more seniors, you might have, say, like a diabetic nurse or a physiotherapist or occupational therapist that can do home visits and help seniors to age well. So these collaborative community health teams can be tailored to individual community needs, and it wouldn't be cookie cutter, but you'd look at the individual needs of the community.
And you say the your facility has implemented this program. How long have you tested this model for?
Oh, actually, the North End Community Health Center, I think, is second oldest community health center in Canada. We have been around for a very long time, much before me. There's great photos of Dr. John Fraser back when he had a mullet. He just recently retired. He was one of the pioneers with the clinic. I believe we've been around for about 50 years, I think. So the model's not new, but there is renewed interest in the model and efforts to kind of spread that model around Nova Scotia.